Hello there, Dr. Alan Hedberg, and this is the Psychology Report. Today I'd like to introduce the issue of national education. You know, Mr. Trump, as he candidated, made very declared statements that he was in favor of charter schools and school choice and the voucher system and for paying certain low school districts in the poverty areas of our cities to improve their schools for those children. And to do that, he has advanced a program now to change the educational system and has selected Mrs. DeVos as the Secretary of Education. Mrs. DeVos comes from the Amway family. Now, all of her life she has devoted to advancing charter schools, voucher systems, and freedom of choice. So she's a natural selection for this. Now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Remember that phrase? Well, that comes from the unions. They're going to fight this tooth and nail. They're going to fight like a bulldog. They don't want Trump's program. They want teachers to be paid more, and they don't care about what's going on in the classroom. Their money that they get from the teachers, their dues, goes for teacher increases of salary and benefits, and for the advancement of political causes, such as the advancement of certain candidates who run at the national, state, or local level. So they don't want quality education in the classroom. They want teachers to be paid more, and there's no evidence to suggest that if a teacher is paid more, that teacher is better in the classroom. No evidence of that whatsoever. Now, what's going on in our country? What's going on across the world in our country in the area of education? Well, Alabama, in 2017, will start its first charter school, and they're happy about that. And Wisconsin, as an example, you know, just now set up a savings, what they call an educational savings account. So a teacher can have a scholarship program, and that scholarship goes with the child. If the child goes to a different school, that school gets the money because it's the scholarship program, and it goes with the child. You say. Now, what's going on in other particular areas of the world? Well, let's go down to Atlanta. You know, Atlanta has a lot of charter schools, a lot of choice opportunities for students. And the superintendent of Atlanta schools, you know, said recently that people like choice. They have choice of foods, such as certain restaurants. They can go to McDonald's, they can go to Wendy's, they can go to Carl's Jr. and so on. So they have choice. They have Happy Meals choice. And why not have that in the educational system as well? So in Atlanta, the superintendent has very much praised school choice and given many different kind of opportunities for choice. Texas, as an example, is now pushing school choice as well. And this year, they still hope to see a greater level of choice taking place. New York City just made some changes in their policies so that a student in one school can go to a different school more easily because it's location or they're, for some reason they want to go to a particular school. Sometimes just because there's a better teacher, there's a better quality of education in that school. And they allow a student now to move from one school to another on the basis of choice. And it used to be very difficult. You used to have to fight like magic, be able to make your have your way in terms of your child getting a different school. But now there's openness to that. There's now some opportunities for students to find a good school and then enroll in that school and get a better education than they would have otherwise. So we're seeing this all across the country, this kind of advancement of choice, voucher system, and charter schools. And we're going to now see our educational system, I think, improve, you know, as a result of that. So keep an eye on this area. Keep an eye on what Trump's going to do in the educational system and what Mrs. DeVos is going to do as the new Secretary of Education. We're going to see schools have different policies and different programs. Some schools will specialize in one kind of program. Some schools will specialize in a different kind of a program. And then kids can and parents can select the program they think is best for their particular child, vocational or music or athletics or science or mathematics or history and literature, you know, whatever it might be. so that a child can begin to create an educational plan that not only suits their learning style, but their interest style as well. And as a result of that, we're going to have kids not only have a better education, but we're going to have less dropout. We're going to have less kids who are being removed from school because of behavioral problems and so on. So we're going to see our educational system change. So keep in touch with it and keep in tune of what's going to happen now within the next 100 days as Mrs. Voss begins the process of bringing about change to our educational system. Our unions are not going to do it. The National Teachers Association is not going to do it. Teachers at the local level are not going to do it. Principals and superintendents are not going to do it. It's going to have to come from local legislation. It's going to have to come from local parents. It's going to have to come from the pressure of parents and the requests of students. And it's going to have to come from those advocates for quality education, not for the status quo, and not just to support a union or support an educational plan that's always been there and hasn't done very well. You know, our educational system in America is not good. We are number 14 in the world. We aren't even in the top 10 in terms of our quality of education. And many, many cities are having poor results with their education. Many of the large cities of our country, you know, have very, very poor educational systems. And kids are achieving at a 40% level, a 50% level, a 60% level. Not at the 80% level where they ought to be, or 90% level. So we have a lot to do, and maybe the way to do it is to change our system. So this has been the Psychology Report, and I encourage you to keep an eye on this area, but to be an advocate at your local level so that your local system will have some change, will have some improvement, and the kids of your community will have a better education for years to come. I refer you to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. Pick up a couple books there. There's some good books on parenting, good books on healthcare, good books on child development and the value system of teaching values in your child's life and just being a more effective parent. So it's booksbyhedberg.com. Nice to have you with me today, and this has been the Psychology Report.